is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of the jazz cornetist Bix Beiderbecke, born in Davenport, Iowa, 1903, famous for his recordings with the Wolverines and with Frankie Trumbauer's band. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the Dictionary of Modern English Usage, H.W. Fowler, born in Kent, England, 1858. He lived on the Isle of Guernsey in the English Channel. He wanted to earn his living writing essays, but that didn't work. So he came out with a book about how not to write called The King's English. It was a big success in 1906. The Dictionary of Modern English Usage came out in 1926. H.W. Fowler, a man of regular habits, who every day went for a swim in the English Channel, had a boiled egg for breakfast, and then opened his carton of eggs and turned all of the eggs so that the yolks would not spoil. He once said, "I have a pedantically tidy soul." It was on this day in 1785 that Thomas Jefferson was appointed the American ambassador to France, succeeding Benjamin Franklin, and left on a ship. He had learned French from books, so people didn't understand his accent when he got there. But he fell in love with Paris. He wrote a letter to Abigail Adams and said, "Here we have singing, dancing, laughter, and merriment. The French have as much happiness in 1 year as an Englishman in 10. And it was on this day in 1864 that Ulysses S. Grant was named Lieutenant General of the Union Armies during the Civil War, and then 2 days later he was promoted again to General-in-Chief of the Armies of the United States. He was given complete control over the Union war effort. He reorganized the Army of the Potomac, sent it against Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, and he commanded William Sherman to march against the Confederate Army of Tennessee and to move forward on Atlanta, burning everything in his path. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Atwood, entitled February. We're just a little late with this one. February. Winter. Time to eat fat and watch hockey. In the pewter mornings, the cat, a black fur sausage with yellow Houdini eyes, jumps up on the bed and tries to get onto my head. It's his way of telling whether or not I'm dead. If I'm not, he wants to be scratched. If I am, he'll think of something. He settles on my chest, breathing his breath of burped-up meat and musty sofas, purring like a washboard. Some other tomcat, not yet a capon, has been spraying our front door, declaring war. It's all about sex and territory, which are what will finish us off in the long run. Some cat owners around here should snip a few testicles. If we wise hominids were sensible, we'd do that too, or eat our young like sharks. But it's love that does us in. Over and over again, he shoots, he scores, and famine crouches in the bedsheets, ambushing the pulsing eiderdown, and the wind chill factor hits 30 below, and pollution pours out of our chimneys to keep us warm. February, month of despair, with a skewered heart in the center. I think dire thoughts and lust for French fries with a splash of vinegar. Cat, enough of your greedy whining and your small pink bumhole off my face. You're the life principle, more or less, so get going on a little optimism around here. Get rid of death. Celebrate increase. Make it be spring." A poem entitled February by Margaret Atwood from her collection Morning in the Burned House, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.